This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The United States Congress has returned to business. They're back at it this morning. And with us now is United States Senator Jerry Moran. Senator Moran, thank you for joining us this morning.
Ted and John, my honor to be with you on this debut appearance. And delighted to talk with you and provide information to our listeners as well.
Well, we appreciate you you're willing to give us some time this morning. I think the big news, obviously, was deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. He appears in New York City courtroom later today. His capture by the military, some are saying it's controversial. I'm curious your thoughts on it.
Well, when I accepted this opportunity to be on air, we had no idea what the news would be. And it's kind of the world we live in today where, such a significant development over the weekend. Look, Maduro is a drug engaged. He's been indicted. He's going to face justice. That's good. Absolutely a good thing. And it's so pleasing to see the capabilities of our American personnel to be able to extract this villain and bring him to justice. So that's all in from my point of view. We'll have an opportunity. In fact, I'm meeting later this morning with DEA, and I'll have an opportunity to get a better understanding of the circumstances of the drug activities. I chair the subcommittee that appropriates for law enforcement, including the DEA, and I'm anxious to hear their perspective later in the week. In fact, tomorrow, a briefing. I'm a member of the Intelligence Committee, where we'll have a briefing of what transpired. To me, the question is not necessarily so much about what has transpired, but the real issue is what is next. And we know from history, we are not good at running countries outside our own. We know from the politics and circumstances today, our own country faces lots of challenges, and there's a lot of desire. In fact, President Trump was elected in part because the America First focus on the countries in our own nation. So more information to be had about the law enforcement aspect of this, more information to be had about the intelligence that led to the capabilities of doing this. And then the real question is, how quickly can we make certain that we're not engaged in a long-term circumstance with a government in creating a government, in managing people, in being engaged in any kind of long-term basis in the country of Venezuela.
No, I think you're right. I don't think any of us want to be there. It's not our place. Let Venezuela run Venezuela. I do think it's sad to see some of your colleagues across the aisle defending a dictator and a narco-terrorist. And I mean, obviously, having him out and having a Democratic elected president in place is probably the better route to go there. Congress comes back into session today. You've got major issues facing Congress, and particularly the funding of the government to avoid another government shutdown. That comes up here just, a matter of weeks, the end of the month, correct?
It does. The end of the month is another continuing resolution conclusion. In other words, we funded the federal government at its current circumstance, current amount of money, and current way of spending that money until the end of the month. This is the same thing we went through with in December, and we were unsuccessful in additional funding, and therefore the shutdown occurred. I've been through a lot of shutdowns. In fact, we've had conversations about them on this program over the years. I've never seen a circumstance in which the shutdown, the goal of what someone who is using their leverage to get something, that something can be very important. In fact, something I might even be supportive of, but I've never seen where the shutdown creates a circumstance where the benefit is outweighed by the pain that it causes everyday Americans. And I certainly have constituents over the years who've told me, shut her down, it doesn't matter to me. But that's true only until then they call to say they need some help with something. And so we ought to avoid a shutdown. I think it's important. And we ought to be better. Every county, city, Board of Education in Kansas has a budget. They adopt their budget, and then they put the money where they put the money in the budget. And somehow we aren't able to do that in Washington, D.C., and it's a real criticism that I would level against, among many, against the way that Congress works. And there's just not enough getting along in this place called Washington to be able to just do the basics of government. So it's expected the next 3 weeks, it's expected for us to do more appropriation bills. There are 12 appropriation bills to be done. We've done 3 of them. They're in force. A shutdown would not affect those 3 areas of government. There are 3 more that are expected to be filed this morning, and the House take them up this week, and the Senate the next, and that would be 6 bills out of the 12. And we're trying to work our way through almost all of the bills, all but one, between now and the end of the year. We'll see if we can get that done, but we're on the path to do more appropriation bills, and it's front and center for much of what will occur in Washington, D.C. this month, is that avoiding a shutdown. And I mean, there are other issues, including this issue of health care, which started the last shutdown, and there are a lot of people who are struggling with health care costs and their premiums on their insurance, and so that issue has not gone away and probably will be a part, in fact, I'm certain, will be a part of this discussion again about the appropriations process.
We're speaking live today with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran. And Kansas did get a massive $222 million for that rural health transformation program. And in a state as big and wide as ours is, that's really, really important money.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that. We worked hard to get the money appropriated for this purpose. We worked hard for Kansas to come out fairly in the process. It's now true that there are 5 states who receive more money than Kansas from this program. And so we did really well. We're the 6th in the nation in part because we're so rural. But it was a development that is really important to, all of Kansas, but certainly rural Kansas. And there is, I don't know of a hospital in Kansas, and I've visited more than 50 of them. We have about 125 hospitals in our state. I visited 50 of them last year. I visited all of them over a period of time, and they're all fragile. And we lose our hospitals. We lose we lose the capability of keeping a community together. Not only is this about health care, but it's about if you don't have hospital open, pharmacy on Main Street, how do you keep your citizens to live in a community? Young people won't take the risk of raising their family there. And senior citizens are encouraged by their kids. You got to move where there's a doctor and a hospital. So if you care about Kansas broadly, and if you care about rural Kansas in particular, this is a significant development that we worked really hard to achieve in working with CMS, Dr. Oz, and with Health and Human Services as well. So good stuff. And it's so far, it seems like we're on a path that our hospitals may actually end up in a better position than they would have been without that reconciliation, that so-called one big beautiful bill.
Senator, you lead a subcommittee hearing to review the FAA's air traffic control modernization plan. I know you talked a little bit about that when we were out at WSU Tech here last week or so before the new year. Can you give us any update? You know, the folks, because of the tragic crash that affected so many here in Wichita last year, can you give us any update on how they're fixing, you know, modernizing air traffic control and trying to solve particularly the issues in Washington, D.C.?
Well, you know, we had Sean Duffy, the Secretary of Transportation, with me in Wichita later last year. And he has taken a real strong leadership position in his first day on the job was the tragedy of January the 29th. While he and I knew each other, we really became well acquainted, spending a night, an evening and a night at Reagan National Airport on that tragic day. And I think it really probably in a way that he had never expected changed the focus of his leadership at the Department of Transportation. We've also have a new FAA administrator that's in place, been confirmed, and we are in a position in which the focus now is not on anything but how do we make our air traffic safer, and most of that involves new technologies. We are so far behind in updating the capabilities of air traffic control across the country. We need more air traffic controllers. And that process is taking place. The big, beautiful bill included money for that purpose, $12.5 billion. And so, we are making progress, and we expect, and that hearing that I chaired was designed to, make sure that we're knowledgeable of what they're doing and to encourage them to do things they may be missing or to critique the things they are doing. So, it gave Congress an opportunity, me and others, the opportunity to have a greater level of input into what happens. And a lot of it had to do with cheering or encouraging the FAA in particular, but the Department of Transportation to continue their efforts and to continue them in a timely fashion that benefits the American people. And where we ended up, I mean, I have visited with family members of the victims of that crash. And it seems to me that they're really using this tragedy in their life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Eyes to be the focal point of making sure that Congress and the administration does something that really matters for the safety of the flying public.
Well, I know, Senator, if we appreciate your time this morning. I know you've got to run. You're back in session today. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you, it's moran.senate.gov, correct?
You have said that so many times before. That is true. Jerry at moran.senate. Yeah, you got it. Correct. I think you did it better than I did.
Thank you, Senator. We appreciate you as always. People. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, sir and sirs, and best wishes to John in this new role as a broadcaster at KNSS on this program. Best regards.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you much, and Happy New Year, and thank you for your time. That is Kansas Senator, U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.